And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking deer camp specials. And Bob is a much more avid deer hunter than I am. I am the camp cook when I show, and oftentimes that's all I am, is the camp cook. And I wait for people to bring me duck or some venison, whatever is in season at
that
point.
You used to hunt duck.
I did.
You just gave up on it?
Well, I lost my dog.
Yeah.
And once you lose your dog, duck hunting is a lot of work.
Yes, it is. And it gets so cold jumping in that water.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I make too big of a wake when I'm swimming out to get them, right?
Yeah. So if you're fortunate at deer camp and you take a doe, I like shooting doe first, and you want to have a nice shoulder roast, the Dutch oven is your ticket.
Right.
And if you don't have one, go get one.
Right.
I think you could still order one right from Lodge online right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Allen Bob's has Dutch ovens, any Lodge stuff.
I've not seen
They do them. Have Stormy Cromer, but they don't have a Lodge.
Right.
We'll have to work on them.
Right.
Anyway, so, you know, a lot of times people look at a front shoulder and just say, man, that's going to be jerky or something like that.
Or hamburger.
But if you have a Dutch oven and a campfire, I would tell you to use a tripod to make it the simplest, because otherwise, if you put it next to the fire, you're always rotating it. And if you're at deer camp, like a lot of us, you might be sitting around telling lies and having a beer.
Feet
and you'll
up.
Forget to turn it.
Yeah.
So if it's the big 12-quart with the rim on the top, you can take some coals, put them on the ground, put a scoop of coals on top of it, and it'll cook beautifully that way.
Right.
But either way, you're going to want that shoulder in there for about 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
The longer, the better.
Yep,
and I'm going to want to throw a little bit of beef broth in with that, some fresh onions. I like thyme on venison.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite herbs. And also a little garlic and some black pepper and salt.
And I would take that, before we get it cooking, I wanted to mention that I would make that a boneless shoulder roast. Don't mess around trying to cut the blade, the shoulder with the blade in it on that. Just bone it out, because it'll cook in probably 20% less time.
Yeah.
If you've got that just as a boneless shoulder roast, and you'll love it. And Bob is the one that taught me this on the pork butts, because now I'll only buy boneless pork butts. I mean, I'd do the bone in if I have to. But they're cut open, the bones removed, and you can get seasoning all through the roast, not just on the top.
And if you're smoking it, you get the bark.
Right. Yep, exactly. And but in this Dutch oven, so you're going to leave that on there. And when you say coals, I think it's important for everybody to know is you build a wood fire, right? You're sitting around the fire, drinking beer, having a scotch, whatever you like to do. And there's going to be some of those red hot embers
so
down there
shovel.
On the bottom. Right. That's where I was going is you don't want to reach in there with your boot.
No.
You know?
And, no, did that once.
Yeah. So now 1 foot's cold, right?
No, now I got new boots.
Right, yeah.
Alan Bob says those too.
Yeah.
take a shovel and dig a little bit of a hole to put that first load of coals in. Then they're at ground level.
Right.
Set that Dutch oven on top. And if it's the type
right on top of the coals.
If it has, and you don't want many coals. You want about 1.5 inches, 2 inches max, because they have a lot of heat. And then put a scoop on top if it's the lid with a railing around it.
Right.
And same thing, you know, just a nice little mound on top and let her go. And then after hour and a half, take your mitts with you.
I was just going to say that.
Take your welding gloves,
right,
and then brush off those coals, lift the lid, and take a look at how you're doing. Lift that, put the lid back on, keep your gloves on, take that thing off the coals, and put some more hot coals on there because
underneath, they're
about gone.
Right.
Yeah, put another scoop of coals. So that means you got to keep your fire going so you have a nice bed of coals. And any good barbecue guy, the best part of his work is keeping that fire going and making coals.
That's what cigars and little glasses of scotch and bourbon are for, is to sit around that fire and just keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you going, keep it going.
And now it's nice and cold. Now it's nice and cold. You'll want that fire.
Right.
Because where I camp, we're in the woods, and we do everything outside.
Right.
I have that expedition tent up, and I'll tell you what, that little heater I got, my brother-in-law bought, it's made in America. It's made in, like, Nebraska or maybe South Dakota, and it comes in a bag. You literally put the thing together when you're going to use it. That thing, and then you throw a load of sand in the bottom. Mm-hmm. That thing is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. I haven't seen that yet.
And if you're older, like me and all the guys I hunt with, you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning after drinking beer for hours, and you're going to step outside the tent for a minute. That's when you put the wood on.
Right.
Ted.
Yeah. So when you come back in, there's a little bit of heat going on there. Yeah. Hey, speaking of that heat, these Dutch ovens, I've heard a lot of guys doing this. There's usually a metal handle on the top, like just a little piece of wire, but it's heavy. But just because that thing's setting down over the side, do not assume that it's not red hot, because it gets that way. And if you grab that handle without a pair of gloves, you're going to have a nice stripe right across the palm of your hand where that thing hits you.
Yeah, that's a tattoo.
Right. So, you know, while it's a badge of honor, it's a badge of stupidity.
Stupidity.
Just don't do that.
It's a learning curve.
Bring your leather welding gloves, and all will be good.
So when you take that lid off after an hour and a half, now you're going to put your potatoes. You should have already had your onions in there, but you're going to put your potatoes, carrots, maybe a little cabbage. I like cabbage. It's really good for you.
You're making a boiled dinner, sure.
You really are. And you're going to throw that back on for another hour and a half. When you pull it off, the aroma is going to drive you nuts. But the flavor with that broth and that beautiful chunk of meat, whether you bone it out or throw it in with the bone on it, I typically with a shoulder will just leave the bone on it. But either way, it's just fine. Now, you can do the same thing with kielbasa. And I would tell you to go to Sobeys and get Parkside kielbasa, because it's just so good. If you've never gotten it, I'm telling you, you got to go get it now.
It's multi-year winner of Kielbasa Idol in West Michigan, which is the best kielbasa in West Michigan. He won it so many times, he stopped competing with it to let the other guys win. Tim's just that generous.
Yeah.
But my point was, I'm going to take a little tangent back to the Sparty party that I did. I took that kielbasa, that Parkside kielbasa, uncased it, made a patty out of it, and wrapped it around a boiled egg. These are now called Scotch eggs. Put that on the smoker for an hour and a half. I made 48 of them, and I served 35 of the 48 at the Sparty party, and it was just, I take them and cut them in quarters, and they open up, and they're like a little wedge with the egg, boiled egg, and sausage in there. I had more rants and raves about that dish than almost anything else I did. People were like, oh, my God.
Because it's breakfast.
Yeah, and it was a morning. It was a noon
morning
game.
Right,
yeah. But people were amazed at that. I said, it's simple. I said the magic ingredient is Sobe Meats Parkside kielbasa, because if it doesn't taste like that, it's just not that good.
Well, they also have a really nice lean breakfast sausage. That would probably make a pretty good wrap for that, too.
The kielbasa just got such a wonderful flavor.
So putting the kielbasa in that Dutch oven is a great idea. Also bringing up a little kraut if you like kraut.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to throw some onions and stuff in there and a little bit of broth, because you don't want it to burn and stick to the bottom.
Right. I would have a jar of horseradish here as well for that.
Horseradish?
Horseradish, yeah. Not harsh, horse.
Also, then, Sobe also sells a Sobe commercial. He also sells this honey dip, mustard.
For the Dots pretzels?
Yes. So that mustard is fantastic on a brat. It's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's made to dunk those Dots pretzels in. It's unbelievable. What a great snack. But anyway, coming up next, tripod supper. Does that mean, I'm not sure what that means. Stick with us. We'll be back.